Bore Yakar.
Dear Creator, thank you for this great opportunity to be with the world Kli today. We ask you to help the friends in the world Kli see your greatness and importance. Help the friends overcome the evil inclination by strengthening our intention for connection, so we may bring peace to the world. Thank you for the greatest friends in the world and for the path to truly be one.
Amen.
Amen.
שאל אותי אתמול אחד
yesterday
בכתב באימייל
someone asked me by email if there can be love of the Creator more than there is love of friends. It's a question that we spoke about here and there, but when I got this question I started seeing that I guess it's not very clear that it cannot be that you relate to the Creator better than to the friends, because the friends are the vessel which we need first, as it is written, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. And therefore, we need to understand that to the extent that we are drawn toward the Creator, even before that, we need to be drawn toward connection with the friends. In fact, it happens the other way, the opposite way sometimes. You could say it's always like that, that a person is drawn to the Creator. This is his goal. And by nature, he cannot feel that the friends can be more important to him. Even if he has the love of friends and then the 10, and we begin our path with an attraction, an appeal to find the upper force, the one who governs us. But when we are drawn to him, we gradually begin to discover that there is the matter of the vessel here, which is love of friends, connection, the importance of humanity even, the importance of the vessel. So it turns out that the relation toward others becomes for us closer than the relation toward the Creator, even though the Creator is more important and everything, and he is the goal and a final goal. But at the same time, there appears in us an importance of the friends. And it's because if the Creator shines, he shines through them. So it turns out that this is how I get the importance of the friends more and more. And I begin to see, to establish the society in my heart, which is actually my vessel, my heart. And in my vessel, in my heart, is where I reveal the Creator and my relation to him. So the question that was asked requires a simple answer, that the importance of the society should be to us today the most important, the greatest. Although the final goal is the Creator, and it's always before us as a kind of like a North Star. But to get to that North Star is possible only in a chariot called the tent. So, please.
Again, number two. The most important point about fear of heaven is to believe in the greatness of the Creator. For the greatness and importance of the Creator is the reason that commits him to observe Torah and Mitzvot, and not for his own sake. It is as he says there, and he will place his heart and desires in that place called fear. He will cling to fear of the Creator willingly and eagerly, as is befitting and proper with the King's commandment.
In other words, he should want to come to fear, and that it will really, he will have this inclination. He wants to come to a state where he is in a state of fear, anxiety. Is he doing 100% of what he can in order to come closer, in order to bestow upon the Creator? Yes?
And when a person is rewarded with such faith, meaning that he feels in his heart the greatness of the Creator, then the body and all the organs, meaning desires, thoughts, and actions, annul before the King as a candle before a torch.
Ken. Baal Tia 4.
Yes, Baal Tia 4.
Доброе утро, Рав. А как вот видеть и
чувствовать
величие Творца?
How to see and feel in what to see the greatness of the Creator?
According to the measure of the fear that we want to develop in us, according to this, we will discover the greatness of the Creator. How does it develop? To the extent that we make efforts toward it, together with the friends, to think each one, where is he close, is he far from the Creator? To what extent is the Creator doing everything, sustaining everything, operating everything, and that a person belongs to the Creator and is under his control? But I would say this is a beastly approach, an animate approach, like a living organism is afraid of what is before it or what is above it. But we have to yearn, although we can't still, we have to yearn for the Creator because he's actually, because he is high, he is sublime, he is the origin, the source of everything, not because he controls me, but because he has the quality of bestowal, he has the quality of love, and he envelops everyone, and includes everyone, and fills everyone with that quality. And even though I don't feel it because I'm opposite from him, I have the opposite quality from his, but I try to think about it all the time, more and more. And this relation toward him, that he is great and sustaining and governing and controlling everything with love, and he's pulling us toward connection. This should be, to me, constantly present in my subconscious.
Kiev.
Okay? Kiev.
Yes, Zirav, what is that place of fear? that we have to yearn for.
Fear is an internal feeling, an internal fear or feeling that I'm still not in a state where I'm constantly thinking about the Creator, although He is everything. And the Creator set it up this way, that although He is everything and He runs everything and He's present in everything and He controls everything, but at the same time He is concealed in order to allow us to discover Him in every single thing. That He fills the world. So we would do it of our own, according to our efforts. So we would prepare the vessels, and our vessels will be connected with such a quality of bestowal that we will discover them as one vessel, and in them, in that one vessel, we will discover the one Creator. Okay.
What does
it mean to turn your gaze or your attention at it? You have to somehow.
It is when you return to that thought, to that fact, several times a day, until you begin to live it all the time. No matter what you do in this world, you are also in this feeling of.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie. Qual è la connessione tra il timore e mantenere?
What's the connection between fear and keeping the Torah and mitzvot for the sake of the Creator?
Observing the Torah and the mitzvot, the commandments, for the sake of the Creator means I'm arranging, organizing all of my desires and intentions gradually as much as I can. Because I'm growing like a child, like a little child. I'm growing and I can activate myself more and more with thoughts and desires. It's called with mind and heart. In directing myself through the template of the 10 toward the Creator. And it's very difficult for me. Especially, it is difficult for me to organize a society in my eyes that we are all connected, and through that template, that mold, I will direct us, all of us, toward the Creator. So I present Him with a 10 in such a way that He can clothe in it, fill it, enjoy it, by being revealed toward the Creator, created beings. Because bringing contentment to the Creator means allowing Him to be revealed to the created beings, or in the created beings. And this is what I try to do. At least sometimes. But from time to time, I return to it more and more until, of course, the Creator too helps me in that. And that I begin to see that my whole life, I am living through this vessel, where I imagine that we are connected and we are drawn toward the Creator. And the Creator, from His perspective, also grows closer to us to that extent, until we begin to permeate one another. The Creator permeates us, fills us, organizes us, surrounds us in such a way that we become more and more an appropriate, a correct vessel for His filling. And this is called the revelation of the Creator to His created beings. Okay?
Cab U1.
Right. Cab U1.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Rav, if I pray to obtain this fair, this spiritual fair, and the Creator answers my prayer. Is that the same as me attaining the desire in order to bestow? And if so, is it a constant state, or is it fair to no fair and back again?
There cannot be a permanent state, because then we get stopped in it, and we can't advance until the end of correction. So there's no such thing as something permanent, not fixed. Everything changes into a descent and then another ascent. It's like a wheel turning. So likewise, I'm traveling from here to the end of correction. And also, it's not important to me how this wheel turns, because the important thing in all those states, the descents, the ascents, darkness, light, greater importance, less importance. I need to learn in all this how I don't lose contact with the Creator. And when I learn all these states, to be in contact with Him through any situation where the wheel turns, then I'll be ready for the final correction. For a state where there are no more changes, but complete and permanent adhesion of mine with the Creator. Fear means I'm afraid that I might not be able to give contentment to the Creator, that I might not be a vessel for His revelation. So He enjoys me, takes pleasure in me. That's it. Latin 12.
Hola, Rab. Una pregunta de la decena. ¿Cuál es la fe de la que habla la...
Question from the ten.
¿Cómo podemos sostenerla junto con el temor?
What is the fear and the faith that the article is talking about, and how can we work together with fear, with that faith?
The connection between faith and fear is that in the vessel of fear, faith is revealed.
Alma Tavan.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а после прочтения прилепиться...
Thank you, teacher. After reading the excerpt, about cleaving to the fear of the Creator, the question is, where is that fear of the Creator? In me or in the ten?
Well, in a person too, but mainly it is established correctly in the ten, because there the fear of the Creator becomes a vessel, a real vessel for the revelation of the Creator. The thing is that the Creator can be revealed in a vessel of bestowal according to the law of equivalence of form between the light and the vessel. So it turns out that the fact that we are in a state of fear together, it indicates the stability and readiness of the vessel for the revelation of the Creator, because the fear is the vessel for the revelation of the Creator. He says it at the end of the introduction of the Book of Zohar, in the commandments of the Torah, the first commandment. The first commandment is fear, meaning the first act we need to attain is fear. You will begin to feel that the Creator is organizing, arranging fear for Him. What does it mean for Him? That you will be anxious. Can I achieve bestowal upon him. You will begin to calculate more and more, to respect more and more the power of bestowal that you'll be able to receive from the Creator and then relate to him in this way. I want the upper light to influence me, and for me, as a result of it, to relate to the Creator with anxiety. Can I bestow upon him? Because we have no vessels for it. But the measure of fear is that same measure of restriction and screen and reflected light that the will to receive, that the common will to receive between the friends develops toward the Creator.
Седр, Денис.
Okay, Денис.
Ну, честно говоря,
Кенкен.
Нет.
In truth, no. Not okay. You said
экрана отраженного света, и что это...
About the screen and reflected light, you said that it develops the yearning for the Creator. In truth, it's not so clear because those are spiritual words and we are in the corporeal world. So maybe you can explain it more simply. What can we as a ten attain relative to the Creator so the Creator himself will build in us a vessel for his revelation?
This is what we're doing now. We're studying together. We're trying to connect, at least during the study, to be together. Afterwards, during the day, we might be able to connect or at least think about our being connected. Because if I don't have, even if I don't have a strong 10, then I'm altogether in a big body, entity of many 10s who think about their situation internally and toward the Creator. So altogether, it's a big vessel. There's nothing like it in the world. And we really are that vessel of the last generation that is approaching the Creator and is therefore being tended to by Him. We can feel it from day to day, how it is happening, and how the Creator is tending to us. We need to try to exert, to try to shift everything we're learning a bit more through the ten, and a bit more and more, until we begin to feel that in this way we are connected and incorporated in the Creator, and the Creator, specifically through the ten, is tending to each of us. It's difficult. It takes a long time and patience and strong nerves. But that's the system, and this is how it works. Basically, we only need to make the connection, to connect the pieces, the broken pieces, the pieces that were broken from the vessel. It's part of the fear of the Creator, yes. Whether we want to or not, we're still going from side to side, step by step, in the correct states, because this is how we are accompanied by the upper light that's influencing us. So even though we do things and make efforts that are incorrect here and there, like kids. A child doesn't know what he's doing. But altogether, providence directs him to grow. And so are we. But here we can still add to the Creator's work. It is all the Creator's work. But from us, What is important is the disposition toward connection. Avud, the mutual responsibility. This is why Baruch Sulam writes specifically about that. Two, the two are in a boat, and the mutual guarantee, the Avud article, all those articles for beginners that talk about connection between us and then toward him. This is what we have to add. To the extent that we add it, he leads us more effectively. Yes, you're right. We need to be afraid not to disconnect from the Ten. And the Creator plays all kinds of tricks on us sometimes, where He brings us closer to the Ten and then pushes us away from the Ten. There are all kinds of exercises in this. I experienced them once, and not immediately, but after some time, a person begins to grasp how the Creator really did these things, nevertheless, for His own good.
PT 18.
PT 18.
Fear comes to a person as a result of love for the Creator or fear of punishment from the Creator?
Fear comes to a person as a prize, as a reward. When he begins to be afraid, is he doing the right things? Can he even come to bring contentment to the Creator? Fear is really a payment, a reward, a prize a person receives.
So you can say it comes a result of love for the Creator?
It comes from the Creator's love for a person.
The love of the Creator to men?
Yes.
Not from men to the Creator?
No. There cannot be love without fear. Fear comes before everything. If we have no fear, we won't be able to make any contact with the Creator.
But for me to be afraid, not for myself, it's like I need to first love, no?
So you're afraid for yourself first. Yes, out of your own self-love, your animate self-love. Yes. Am I achieving something? Am I not? Did I waste my life or not? This is what everyone goes through. Until, because you're connected with the friends and you're studying, the reforming light brings you new calculations, that I am doing this in order to really come to a state where I annul before the group and the Creator, and I really want to dissolve there. It is written, do anything that you want to do other than leave, leaving. Because the Creator brings a person to the good fortune, good fate, places his hand on the good fortune, as Baruch Sulam explains to us in the article Matan Torah, and tells a person, take this, and a person needs to grow stronger. And this growing stronger really is all our work throughout our life. To strengthen ourselves in our inclination, our tendency, or leaning toward the group, toward the Creator, toward the end of correction, continually.
I want to ask, you reminded us earlier that we need to try and take all the discernments through the Ten, through this mechanism of the Ten. What does it mean if I want to take this topic of fear and take it through the 10? What does it mean? How to do it?
In the beginning, connection through the 10 seems artificial to us. And it's like some sort of a burden that the Creator burdens us with, loads on us, and says, take this. It's as if you put some, what is it called, on a horse?
Rein, a saddle.
Ritma.
Ritma?
Yeah, the reins.
Lo, 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 lo can reisen, ala, ala, tzavar.
On the horse's neck. Now the reins, you pull them, but what you put on it. Okay, anyway, so in the beginning it seems to us this way. Now, why do we need it? Afterwards we see that it's the vessel, and without that vessel it's impossible, and then we become drawn toward the 10 by ourselves. And to be organized correctly in the 10, because in such a way, when it's organized correctly, we feel how much the Creator dresses in it, and through this, the reins and the bridle, this instrument I put on myself, which I previously I didn't think that the 10 was so important. I was told so, I had no choice. But afterwards I see that precisely by putting on myself, it's called as an ox to the burden, as a donkey to the load. When I put it on myself, precisely by this, I can advance toward the Creator, and precisely by this, He leads me. He leads me until the end of correction. But at the end of correction, only at the end of correction do we achieve the complete connection between us. And along with it, the complete revelation of the Creator in this connection.
So again, where's, let's say we're learning about fear. How do I take these discernments of fear and I take it through the 10? What does it mean to take it through the 10? Rav, it means that I cannot attain fear toward the Creator unless I attain the fear relative to the connection with the friends. And we need to discover how far are we today from the connection. We don't care about it. We don't worry about it to that extent. I don't care about approaching the Creator. This is a true measurement.
This discernment is very obvious. The lack of inclination toward connection, the lack of care toward connection, the inability to move.
That's attainment. It's not so simple.
But it doesn't change. It only becomes more extreme and becomes worse.
More and more and more, correct. That's why the students of Rabbi Shimon wanted to kill one another. This repulsion and rejection and the inability to keep the connection between us is revealed more and more. And it's revealed together with this inner demand that we must have the connection. Nevertheless, and then these two things begin to appear one against the other, the demand and the necessity for it, and the hate and rejection towards it, and then all of it erupts in a big demand to the Creator, in a prayer, a common prayer, especially from the 10 to the Creator. And then he begins to take care of you. You feel it. He takes care of you before even, but then you
Shalom, Rav, shelot internet.
Hello, Rav. Question is from the internet, from Florida. What does it mean that everyone in the ten presents or represents the Creator?
In total, the ten is ten sefirot, in which we reveal the Creator. The ten is the vessel. And the Creator is above the vessel, and he arranges this vessel in order to be revealed in it. And then in building this vessel, we reveal how much we yearn for the connection with him. We want to be in order to bestow. We ask him for the forces of bestowal, how much he can activate us behind the scenes and how much he can appear before us clearly. It all happens in the ten only. Later, in place of the ten, we see how everything accumulates and all the corrections of Adam HaRishon will mobilize themselves and through our effort, everyone will come closer and closer and connect more and more, and eventually the single vessel of Adam HaRishon will be.
From BT2, what does it mean to connect during the learning? What does it mean to pass everything we learn during the learning through the ten?
We want to think together that the light that influences us during the lesson is also influencing us and is connecting us and is arranging us in such a way that we can be more connected between us, tighter between us, and worthy of being a single vessel of a single soul. That's it.
Yes, I just heard from you that when I discover I am in a state where I am not in fear, not concerned about the friends or the ten, it's already a great attainment.
Hang on, I didn't understand. Repeat, please.
Вы сказали, что когда я обнаруживаю себя, что не
нахожусь
за десятку, за товарищей, это
уже... When I discover that I'm not in fear for the friends and for the ten, it's already a great attainment.
I don't understand. It's along the way, if the Creator wants to show me that I'm not in proper care for the ten, and then by that I seemingly receive an opportunity to care for the connection in the ten, and I thank the Creator for revealing to me this flaw.
Ну вот когда я это обнаруживаю, я вижу, что
when I discover it, and I see that it's so far
away,
my hands grow kind of loose and I forget myself. And I don't come out of that state. So I don't understand, because in many places it's written that this state is growing closer. So how do we stay in that state and not run away?
The first advice is to connect with the friends and to try to come into the connection with them more. And by that, to obtain.
Again, excerpt number 3. Our sages said, everything is in the hands of heaven, but the fear of heaven is because he can give everything but fear. This is because what the Creator gives is more love, not fear. Acquiring fear is through the sgula, the power, of Torah and mitzvot, commandments. It means that when one engages in Torah and commandments with the intention to be rewarded with bringing contentment to one's Maker, that aim, which rests on the acts of commandments and the study of Torah, brings one to attain it. Otherwise, one might remain, although he observes Torah and commandments in every item and detail, he will still remain merely in the degree of still of Kedusha, holiness. It follows that one should always remember the reason that obligates him to engage in Torah and commandments. This is the meaning of what our sages said, that your Kedusha, holiness, will be for my sake. It means that I will be your cause. Meaning that all your work is in wanting to delight me. Meaning that all your actions will be in order to bestow.
על מנת להשפיע.
רב, לא ברור. למה הכל?
רב, it's not clear why everything is in the hands of heaven, but the fear of heaven.
אבל עושה את זה עליך לפי מה שאתה מכין את הכלי שלך.
The Creator does everything, but he does it to you according to how you prepare your vessel. And your vessel is called fear. So that's the only thing you need to prepare.
But why is this not in his control?
The Creator's control. Otherwise there will be no created being. That's what the created being has to prepare.
שיש משהו שכאילו לא נמצא בשליטה של הבורא.
So erase the creature and leave only the Creator, and that's it. But what's in the created being, the will to receive that the Creator created, and that's why he's called the creature or the created being. It's because he has a special quality that he can develop, which is fear. And by that, he becomes disconnected from the Creator. Becomes free, independent. He has free choice to grow this quality and be like a man, Adam, who resembles the Creator, but is standing next to him. A person. Man has to be similar to the Creator in his structure. To be completely similar to the Creator, except for one discernment. And that is that what he's building inside of him is his free choice, that I want it, I demand it. This is called, my sons have defeated me. Otherwise, there's no benefit from the entire creation. There are certain discernments in creation that are all included in one discernment, which is the free choice, which is what separates man and the Creator. And that remains, it exists, and that is why a person remains independent. That's truly a gift from above.
The first thing we should ask the Creator to do on us is it love of friends or is it fear?
You cannot attain love of friends unless you advance on the path of fear. Will I have love of friends? Am I in it? Do I care about the fact that I don't have it? Develop these things, these questions, they're in you. The Creator already placed it in you, but you don't pay attention to them. It's not important to you.
So
what should we focus on now? On fear or on love of friends?
The fear that I won't have love of friends.
Thank you.
PT6.
You said before that the 10 is felt as a burden, like a donkey to the burden. But afterwards it becomes inverted and we want that 10 to clothe in us, to pull us. When does this shift, this transition happen? At what degree? At what state?
It won't give you anything if I'll tell you when, because in these degrees it's all still concealed for us. It's over our heads. But it will happen. So as an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load, you do it first coercively and later it will be with your own desire. PT 27.
It is written here, in order to acquire fear, it is through the remedy of Torah and commandments. And it's written that when a person engages in Torah and commandments with the intention to bring contentment, he activates this. So if I understand correctly, it's about our efforts we do to connect, where we have to also add the intention for the sake of the Creator.
But the main thing is through connection.
And it feels like maybe sometime in the past it was clear, but now it's unclear. How do you add the Creator into our efforts to connect? It becomes a whole lot, but there's no approach, access to this feeling.
Keep going. You're going to go through stages in which you think that you're approaching connection. Later you'll find out that you're not approaching it. And later still you'll discover that you're really far from it. And then later, from the importance of connection that you attain, you'll ask the Creator to help you with that, and then together with Him, you'll reach that connection. There may be a state where you'd feel that friends want to throw you out of the 10, and then you'll turn to the Creator and you ask of Him to come with you to the 10. And He would tell them that I am bringing him meaning you, just like parents bring their little child to a group in kindergarten. But wait.
Australia. This fear awakens in me a sense of sadness. How do we work with it in order to also feel joy?
I'm facing a very clear state, where if I bring about connection of the 10 in my eyes, meaning in my feelings, then I discover the Creator in this way, because the 10 is a vessel, and the revelation inside this vessel is the Creator. A simple thing. And it's right before me, except I can see it. Maybe I have such friends who do see it, and I don't see it. So I have to make sure that I come to a state where I pray, I yearn for, I do everything in order to connect the 10 together, and for the Creator to reveal Himself there. The more I advance towards it, the more I yearn for it, the more I ensure that it will happen to me at one point. It will happen to me. I'll be able to...
Fear.
What should a person do to receive, to acquire fear? He needs to think, why is he still not connected to his friends in the 10? In such a way that the Creator is revealed between them, the force of bestowal and love that is not revealed between them. He might imagine the Creator as something that's not love and mutual bestowal and embrace and connection. It sounds like he imagines the Creator to himself as a different quality. So we need to think carefully about it. Who is the uppermost force in nature that connects nature, that controls all of nature? It's a force of connection. And if a person wants to connect to this force of connection, to ascribe himself to it, go ahead. You should see that this is what he wants.
Grazie Rav per l'opportunità. Visto che il linguaggio, la lingua dell'ebraico è molto importante per lo studio.
The language of Hebrew is very important for studying Kabbalah. What's the meaning of the connection between the word Hebrew and to pass on? In Hebrew it's Ivrit and La'avor. What does that mean spiritually?
A letter is a sign or a symbol where our relationship to the Creator, each aspect of our relationship is like a letter, a symbol of the connection between the man's desire and the Creator. So in total, we have 22 letters. And it's from the degrees of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, because the will to receive begins from Zat of Bina, then Zeranpin and Malchut. That's why we have three groups of letters. And we also have the letters that belong to Malchut. Those are five forms of additional letters called.
Скажите, а как вообще каббалисты могли
How do Kabbalists, how could they discover the language of branches and connect between root and branch? Because we learn that everything is attained in faith above reason by uplifting above the corporeal world.
In rising from this world, as a Kabbalist connects to others and through them rises to the Creator, through all the degrees of attainment, then he sees how all these things are interconnected. So it's as if he pulls a thread from himself, through others, and also all of the still vegetative and animate, and all humans, all the way to the Creator. And so he sees how all of these steps, all these degrees are interconnected, and they're one below the other, or one on top of the other. And so he has no problem to discuss the language of Kabbalah in each and every state. He can speak the language as if of fish and birds, or rocks and trees, and he can also speak the language of, say, clouds and stars, doesn't matter. Through all the discernments, he goes through them to the connection with the Creator.
What does it mean?
He recognizes the discernments that exist in all of creation because he exists at the lowest level of all creation, and the Creator exists on the highest level. And so all of nature is in between the creator and the person, the created being. Because in terms of the creation, man is on the lowest level. This is what's called that he's born after the rest, meaning after the still vegetative animate. The power that creates language is just symbols. But if we accept those symbols in such an attitude that we can clothe in them, that we can use them to build our vessels similar to these symbols, meaning to format our will to receive so that we are compatible with the light that should spread inside the kli. Because a letter is simply a template that the upper light must fulfill. And then that means that by the language we connect to the Creator and speak the same language.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, good. Yes.
Teacher, it's mainly about dissemination. You think that with time in the next generations and people change so much that some combinations of all these languages will be born like a fifth language or something? Because it's written that the Torah has to be simple. Will there be like a special branch to speak with the next generations?
I think that over time we will further develop those who study and teach the wisdom of Kabbalah, and over time the world will develop and come closer to us, to the attainment of the Creator, and open their ears and eyes more. And it'll make it easier for us to reach people and explain to them what we should all be engaged with and what's the true purpose of human development, connecting between us and returning to the state of Adam HaRishon, and then discovering the upper force that fulfills us, and thus attain the true reality in all at once, and thus people will Yes, dear Rav, how does the Kabbalist attain in the connection between us? We explained that everything is attained in connection. How does he find so many different details in it, in depth and width, and how does that happen?
There's nothing difficult about it, because that's how it just clarifies in the vessels of the Kabbalist. The upper light that's before you is revealed more and more in your vessels, that you open your vessels in resemblance to the upper light, and according to that, the upper light can be revealed in your vessel, and then you attain. And for you, it becomes simple. Just as now, what you see before you in your senses, that's how you discover what's revealed to you through the upper light. Gilad?
Item 2 from the words of the Ari. The collective of the souls in Ak shall be called the root of the souls. The collective of the phases of the soul of Atzilut shall be called actual souls of souls. The collective of souls of Bria shall be called bodies with respect to the souls of Atzilut, and the collective of the souls of Yetzirah shall be called garments of souls. The collective of the souls of Asiya shall be called halls of the soul.
So root, soul, body, garment, ha, you can just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how they're divided, like all things, and also towards the souls and towards the worlds and towards the lights. It's all divided into five, because the will to receive that they are revealed in is divided into five parts. About it.
Can you explain then what is a soul in relation to the Keter, let's say?
Neshama can be used as the light of Chassadim. Neshama, we can speak about the vessel, that is a vessel on the degree of Bina. Neshama is usually something internal in the will to receive that is prepared to connect to the Creator. That word has a lot of roles.
But in relation to Keter, that has half of the emanator and half of the emanated being, what is a soul?
Receives from the Keter, connects to the Keter.
It is completely emanated being?
Yeah, it's in the emanated being, of course. But it has a root in Keter.
First part of the lesson, is it something similar?
In the first part of the lesson, we talked about fear, awe, that we won't be able to be connected and aim ourselves to the Creator. And here it's a bit different. It's on a less of a degree. But all in all, from this we also get to the Sochi.
Подскажите, а вот раньше вы часто при изучении теста нам напоминали о намерении в начале, в середине.
Now, first, when we used to learn tests, you would mention a lot, remind us about the intention. Now it looks like we're going through material that we can understand and feel, and why is it like that? We ourselves have to maintain the intention?
Of course, you have to hold the kavanah, the intention, constantly, if you want. You should speak or think of how the friends shouldn't disconnect from the right intention. That should be the prayer in each and every one. But what I need in the middle of the studies to mention that too all the time, to remind you, you're not children anymore. Write it down. I had it written down in all kinds of places, not to forget the intention, this and that. And then I'd remember, I'd go back to it, try it. If a person won't be concerned of himself, nobody will. Nobody.
Okay.
When you learned, would Rabash give you some advice on how to exercise the intention?
Didn't mention it in any word. We are speaking between us about intentions and connection a lot. And with him, it wasn't like that. You start the lesson, you read, you close the book, and you go home. That's it. You had to prepare yourself in advance to the lesson, and afterwards, according to that advance, that's it.
А можно да еще момент такой? Вот намерение, вот вы говорите, весь урок хорошо готовится и к уроку, оно отличаться?
If we can, another question. Intention, preparation, okay. But can there be a difference between the parts of the lesson when we talk about things that are clearer and less clearer? Do we need a stronger intention at the end?
The same intentions have to be from the beginning to the end, always about the connection between us and the Creator.